Hello, you are listening to a podcast brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. During this podcast, you will hear Nora Privatera, Director of our Anti-Fraud Campaign and Special Project Attorney, answer questions related to deferred action for childhood arrivals and protecting yourself against immigration fraud. Why should DACA applicants worry about fraud?
Unfortunately, there are people who take advantage of immigrants, promising to help them and then charging a lot of money, or doing things badly, or giving false advice that gets them into trouble. So you have to be really careful when seeking legal advice, especially involving immigration. The repercussions of receiving bad advice could result in anything from denial of the benefit you're seeking to deportation. So it is really important to be careful.
What is immigration fraud?
It's when someone who says they know how to help you with your immigration case cheats you or lies to you or gives you the wrong information.
What is an example of immigration fraud?
One example would be if someone told you that applying for DACA will result in a green card. That's not true. Another example would be someone who tells you they have a special relationship with the government and for an extra fee they can make sure your application is going to be approved. Another example might be if they refuse to answer any of your questions or seem to get angry or offended if you question their judgment. Also, if they're not willing to show you that they have the credentials to help you, whether it's an attorney or someone who's approved by the government, then that's another reason why you should be suspicious of that person. Finally, if somebody charges you every time you go to see them, then that is someone that you should be wary of and perhaps go to someone else.
Where should I go to get true information about DACA?
The best place to go is the We Own the Dream campaign website, which is at www.weownthedream.org. If you click on Find Legal Help, you can find a list of nonprofit legal services organizations that you can search for by county and state. Using that website, you can also find an online tool that will determine whether you might be eligible for DACA. You can also go to the government website, which is uscis.gov. Again, that's www.uscis.gov. And on the homepage, under humanitarian relief, you will find a link to DACA that explains the requirements.
Does every DACA applicant need legal help?
Not necessarily, but if you've had any arrests, convictions, or contact with the juvenile justice system, you definitely need to go to someone for advice. If you've ever been deported or placed in removal proceedings or turned away at the border, you also need to seek legal advice. If you've ever used a false immigration document or tried to obtain a benefit falsely, you also need legal advice. And also, if you're just confused about the requirements, it's a good idea to seek legal advice.
Who should I go to for immigration help?
You should only go to someone who is either an attorney or an agency that is accredited, or meaning approved, by the government. Go to the We Own the Dream campaign website at www.weownthedream.org and click on Find Legal Help. The We Own the Dream campaign also has a toll-free hotline that you can call at 1-855-DREAM-31. That's 1-855-373-2631. The ILRC and other nonprofits such as United We Dream, American Immigration Lawyers Association, and many others are part of this We Own the Dream website.
How should I go about getting legal advice?
It's always a good idea to get a second opinion in case the first person you speak to doesn't really know what they're talking about. You should not rely on your friends or your family because there are many rumors that circulate that may not be true. You should also not rely on people who call themselves immigration consultants because they're not trained immigration providers and they may either be mistaken or some of them may want to cheat you. Even some attorneys can be unreliable or dishonest, so it's always a good idea to get a second opinion.
What can happen to me if I go to the wrong person?
Well, you might lose your case, you might end up getting deported, and you might end up paying a lot of money that you did not need to pay.
How can I find out if someone is an attorney?
You can go to the State Bar Association website in your state. It lists who is a licensed attorney and whether there have been complaints about that person.
How do I know if an agency is a good place to go?
The best place to go to find a good agency would be the United We Dream website mentioned earlier, which again is at www.weownthedream.org, and click on Find Legal Help. In addition, some agencies are approved by the government because they have shown they know immigration law well enough to help people. These are called Board of Immigration Appeals accredited agencies. You can look them up on the Board of Immigration Appeals website. Just Google Board of Immigration Appeals to get there, and then look for accreditation on that website. You can also look up individual people who work for those agencies on the same website.
Thanks for listening to our podcast on DACA and how to protect yourself against immigration fraud. For more information on DACA, please visit the ILRC website at www.ilrc.org. And go to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals page under Info on Immigration Law. The Immigrant Legal Resource Center is a national nonprofit resource center that provides legal training, educational materials, and advocacy to advance immigrant rights. The mission of the ILRC is to work with and educate immigrants, community organizations, and the legal sector to continue to build a democratic society that values diversity and the rights of all people. This podcast was brought to you by the Immigrant Legal Resource Center.